By helping others, we help ourselves. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, the great Jim Rohn talks with us about why you should always do your best. Enjoy.
Here's one of the greatest things to develop in your lifetime, and that's influence. You know, it starts with our family if you start having children. But it also starts in school, teaching your kids to be influential, to try to persuade, you know, others to do the right thing, go the right direction, read the right books, you know, forget the temptations that might take you the wrong direction. Ambassadors of good thinking, ambassadors of, you know, positiveness, ambassadors of virtue, ambassadors of, you know, building your life, laying the foundation for things to come. Ambassadors of developing purpose, objectives. Ambassadors of citizenship, community, team spirit. If children can start early, not just being themselves, but lending their influence on the positive side, that's the key. By helping others, we help ourselves. There's an ancient phrase, here's what it says: if you try to save your life, you will lose it. But if you will lose your life, meaning if you will invest your life, that's the best way to save it and to multiply it many times over. So you do me the greatest honor here by coming and letting me invest a piece of my life into your life. So here's the phrase: investing life into life has the potential of creating miracles. Investing life into life. Investing life into life creates a new baby. But investing life into life with ideas, information, association, influence can create enterprise, can create a corporation, can create a business, can create a movement, can create something that benefits many more people than just those few that might have invested in each other's lives. So this is the grand opportunity for me. It's why I'm here, really, to make another investment. And I do it gladly. So that should be one of your goals, is to be valuable enough to invest in somebody else's life. Starting first, if you're married, with your children. And then invest in each other. Marriage and friendship, these associations are a chance to invest in each other. A man showed me notes one time that he took 23 years earlier. And he said, "Mr. Rohn, I took these notes 23 years ago. Now I want you to sign them." So I finally signed his notes after 23 years. He said, "I've used them to build my business and my personal life. It's just been fantastic." And he said, "When I took these notes, I was 18 years old." Incredible. So you don't know who's out there that's going to make an impact on the world, that's going to do extraordinary things. So here's what you must always do. Always be sincere and always do your best, no matter who you talk to, because you just don't know. All those years ago in my audience in Orange County was young Tony Robbins, 17 years old, just a teenager. And he went to work for me the next day and joined one of my offices and worked for me 3.5 years. And finally, at about age 20, he ran one of my offices, helping to promote my seminars back there. Incredible, 17. So the man who had me sign his notes was 18. About the same time I met Tony, I was doing a seminar in Los Angeles, and in my audience was a young man, 19 years old. His name was Mark Hughes. And Mark Hughes started an incredible company called Herbalife. But these were teenagers now. Mark Hughes, 19, Tony Robbins, 17, the man whose notes I signed, 18. So it's incredible. You just don't know who's there ready or when the timing is right. So jot this down. It takes more than one voice to help us to see, help us to think, help us to make decisions, help us to evaluate. It takes a variety of personalities, messages, points of view, the weight of experience. If it comes from several sources, it can be just incredibly valuable when you sum total it. When I first met Earl Schoaf, not long after we had met each other, he asked me, "Mr. Owen, maybe here's one of the best ways I can help you." He said, "Let me see your current list of goals and let's go over them and talk about them." He said, "I've got the experience." And he said, "Let's do it." And I said to him, "I don't have a list." He said, "Wow, you don't have a list of your goals." I said, "No." He said, "Well, if you don't have a list of your goals," he said, "I can guess your bank balance within a few hundred dollars." Which he did. And I thought, isn't that something? Then I said to him, "You mean if I had a list of goals, it would change my bank balance?" He said, "Drastically." So that got my attention. And all those years ago, I learned how to set goals.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled "View the Full Video" on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.